Aussie Crawl, Australian Crawl, one of the great bands, and well, they could end up in court, boys. It's been claimed that that have been pushed by many fans for years that a song of theirs, which is called Unpublished Critics, is very similar to Sweet Child of Mine. Now, Sweet Child of Mine came on after the Aussie Crawl song, and fans have been saying, you know what, I reckon they ripped the Aussie Crawl song off. Let's have a listen to the two songs to see if you believe they're similar enough to, well, end up with Aussie Crawl getting some dough.
I've got a few sections of the song here. First, the intro to Unpublished Critics.
Great song,
and the intro to Sweet Child of Mine. We'll go the chorus here for Unpublished Critics. And, of course, we know this one. What do you think, boys?
Well, I've got no doubt Aussie Crawl have got a case, Pagey. The Guns N' Roses, a lot of people who say, oh, Guns N' Roses, LA band in America, Aussie Crawl, you know, in Australia. I mean, really, how will they come across each other? Well, Guns N' Roses have gone on record as saying they were heavily influenced by Australian rock, particularly the Angels and Rose Tattoo, but they shared a music label with Aussie Crawl, and Australian rock in the 80s influenced some of the biggest bands in the 90s around the world. So I think the nuances of the riffs are very, very similar.
Okay, let's speak to James Rain right now. He's on the blower. Lovely to talk to you. Literally rock royalty, James. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Look, it's very lovely of you guys, and I'm a little bit sort of taken aback because suddenly this thing is sort of reared its head. I mean, I have been made aware by people in the past.
Yeah.
I have to be also very careful of what I say, as you can imagine.
Sure.
To me, personally, it is not inconceivable, as I've said before, that there may be similarities. And our song certainly came before them.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what to say, except to say, of course, that if anyone wants to check out the similarities, we're doing a magnificent gig on the 22nd of August at Kenmore Theatre.
James, there's also a second show at the Newtown Social Club, 11th of July, I believe, that people can get tickets from Ticketek.
Yeah, our new band. We've just finished recording a new record. But I've called the band the Magnificent Few. So it's James Rain and the Magnificent Few. But that's all brand new stuff.
Okay,
it's James, all original, of course. All original and made up by me and not influenced by anybody else.
Now, James, but Guns N' Roses. I mean, they've gone on the record saying those guys in Rose Tattoo. I mean, Guns N' Roses, a little nod to Rose Tattoo. They loved Angry Anderson.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the Angels as well. So, I mean, these guys were exposed to a lot of Australian rock in the 80s.
Yes. If they've gone on record saying that, yes, of course, they obviously would be aware of it. Now, I'm not suggesting for a second that Axl and Slash sat down and listened to Australian Crawl, because I don't think that Australian Crawl is their kind of band. But, look, you know, so many people have said it to me. As I say, I'm being very careful. It's not inconceivable, but everyone's been very kind and everyone's been very supportive, and you guys have been great. And Richard Wilkins mentioned it this morning, and dear, beautiful Sam Armitage went on a lot. I'm not a big social media person, but someone told me that the gorgeous Sam has been on there, you know, supporting that sort of particular case.
Let's face it, she knows her music, James. I mean, that's signed, sealed, delivered. Case closed.
That's right. Well, she's a lovely guy, since she's gorgeous. But, you know,
so do we.
The thing is, yeah, no, but look, who knows? Look, you know what I reckon? There is a particular publishing company that, manages and owns the rights to this Crawl song. So I would have thought if they were, you know, a responsible, active publishing company, they might investigate some legal possibilities if they were on the case. Let me say that.
Well, let's just say that it's now in the paper. We're talking about, as you said, it's all over the news, so I'm sure they will if they weren't going to in the past. But, mate, fantastic to hear your voice, and we're going to put up those gig dates on our Triple M websites, Twitter,
kind,
and all that,
gentlemen,
sort of jazz too.
I went and saw you at Lazotte's that night, James. You were on fire, mate.
That's right, I remember. When you were there.
I bet Matty was on fire that night as well.
Mate,
James,
I was at the back.
We're all on fire. Then,
we were, mate. Who wasn't on fire? Who isn't on fire this morning?
Thanks, James. It'll be great to have you in for a bit of Live at the Grill, James, soon. We'll get you in the next few weeks
We'd
if we
love
possibly
to do
can.
That, but
cheers,
good on
mate.
You guys, for thanks for supporting. Good on you.
Good bye on bye. You, James Rain, and that show in Sydney, Saturday the 22nd of August at the Enmore, if you want to go and see the boys live. It's 20 past 8.